I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. And I apologize for the delay. You know, we got 2 weeks in a row with technology playing games. So last week when we had Michael Dale on, we tried to dial into our studio and couldn't get back in a second time. Boy, oh boy, I just don't know sometimes. And, you know, it dropped completely, and now we're trying to, something with Safari was not letting me dial in on my Skype. Well, here we go. Tried customer service. They couldn't tell me what the problem was. Isn't that interesting and amazing how that all works? But, you know, when it rains, we just find sunshine elsewhere. That's just what I'm all about. Need to find the positivity, need to find the purpose, and just keep going. That's all I can say. And we go on from there. So today, our guest is Michelle Castle. And in a few minutes, she will be giving you 6 steps to discovering your destiny. But in the meantime, I would like to tell you that, again, this is Purpose Talk Radio. I am Cindy Freeman, your host. We are here every Monday, 2 p.m. Central, otherwise known as noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. over in the U.K. So we make it so that everybody can get in live during some normal hours, so to speak. Also, if you want to listen to this show at another time, you can do so going to the archives, and, you know, it's at the same link that I put out on Facebook for you to get the archive or the live show. If you'd like to talk to us, we do have the chat room open on Blog Talk Radio. To get to that, you go all the way down to the bottom of the page, and it is only open when the show is live. You go all the way down to the bottom of the Blog Talk page, and you can find us there. The other thing you can do is go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and in a little bit, when we bring Michelle on, I will pin a discussion thread to the top of the page so that you can ask any questions or chat live over there with us as well. Now, that's on all week. We don't just leave that on during the show. So you have lots of opportunity to go over there, ask our guest questions, talk to us, and see how life is going. We do just talk about the shows, talk about positive stuff over there, and, you know, just have a good old time over there. Let's see, what other things do we have going on? Well, we do have an opportunity for you to find out about our upcoming guests. We do have guests scheduled from now until the end of July, which is really awesome. And at that point, I'll have to reassess if we're going to be keeping the show on at this time or if we have to go a different time as I look at starting school at the end of August. Yay, Yahoo, and I don't know what that schedule is yet. So what we also have over on our PurposeTalkRadio.com site is information about all of our guests, past and upcoming. We also have information, about sponsoring or donating to this show, and that opportunity is available for you also if you'd like, you know. Coming up the end of June, for instance, we will have another sponsorship with Krista Bell, who I had on a few weeks ago, as she is doing a wonderful promotion and fundraiser for her magazine and giving away, having businesses give away gift certificates for those who sponsor. So you can go over on the Purpose Talk Radio page and find out some information about that as well. So, having said all of that at this point, I'd like to bring Michelle in and have her at least introduce herself to you. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Cindy. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. You know, it's funny. We just have to keep moving with things, right?
That's right. Just keep step by step and try not to panic too badly. You know, I could see you over there, but I couldn't get you to say anything. So, you know, we'll just see how life goes here. But anyway, as I pull up your information now there, I'm not going to give the whole bio at this point. I'll give the pieces of it, and then we can get into some other parts of it as we go on here through the discussion, if you'd like. You know, information about Michelle, just to, first of all, where are you located, Michelle?
Texas. Yeah, Texas. On the, Austin area.
So you got summer down there already, huh?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful here. Yep.
Excellent. Great. Hope it stays that way for you. As you know, I hear we've got storms coming through the country again, but, you know, we need the rain, too, to keep going.
Mm-hmm. We do. The trick is to learn to dance in the rain. That's the trick.
That's right. You know, mm-hmm. it's actually kind of fun when it's not thundering and lightning. It really is. And it's fun to watch the kids that want to go, you know, slopping through the puddles, too. But anyway, folks, I want to tell you a little bit about Michelle. Through her practice of transformational coaching, and she's also an author, she helps people release what's in the way of fulfilling their greatest destiny. Michelle combines a unique formula of spiritual guidance, mindset resetting techniques with an empathetic and intuitive heart to help clients assess the self-love, courage, and confidence essential to creating life on purpose and with the highest consciousness. Michelle will help you focus on what you need, will focus on the heart of the matter to help you move beyond outdated belief systems and to set your soul free to succeed. The cool part about Michelle today is that she will offer us 6 steps to finding your destiny. And we'll find out what those are later. But, of course, you know, the thing that I ask most of our guests first is, how did you discover what your destiny was, Michelle? Not necessarily telling us what it is yet, but how did you find out what it was? Was there a moment that transformed your life or that made you realize what was going on for you?
It's always a process, but early on, I definitely realized that I was here to help people really discover themselves and shine a light on that. So it really happened for me fairly early, and it happened sort of on accident. So I was teaching people how to find their ideal career path because I really couldn't. I was trying to figure it out myself, and that was how I initially got on my destiny path, was helping others discover what their path was, and then it just evolved from there.
Okay. And I know, too, one of the things you spoke of in the bio that you sent to me, too, you know, is that in 2006, basically, you had to go through a divorce, which is not uncommon these days, unfortunately. But mm-hmm. for you, it was from an emotionally unavailable man. And then, you know, you were able to use some of your poetry and things like that to be able to find your own empowerment. So,
absolutely. I think creative endeavors like writing or painting or anything, dancing, singing, when we're going through challenges and changes like that, I call those they're stepping stones to destiny. So when you have a divorce or something that wakes you up, it's actually a really positive sign from the universe because you're being called forth to do something new. And what I've seen is that if we can work through our emotions and move through it quicker, then we're able to start dancing with destiny a lot quicker than just getting stuck in all the emotions and the fear of the change and things like that with a divorce, for example.
Wow. Okay, so let's back up. What did you, when you were a kid, what did you want to do? Was there something that you thought at that point was your destiny and your dream?
You know, when I look at pictures of myself growing up, what I notice consistently is like me with a guitar in my hand or a microphone or some kind of performing or being in front of people and, you know, singing, inspiring people. You know, and I really see that speaking or that empowerment thing or just expression has always been with me. And so that's followed me throughout my life for sure. But I really, you know, in college, I really didn't know there were so many options. You know, what do you choose when there's so many options? But early on, it was all about expressing, and I was a big reader as a child, too, so I am, an author, so that makes sense to me as well. I think a lot of those seeds for our passions are very clear through, what we loved as children.
And so were you, in a choir or a band as a kid, since you were able to see yourself with the microphones and things?
I was actually more of a cheerleader, so, the megaphone, sort of. But, yeah, always cheering for people, which is, life coach, a purpose coach is sort of like that. I mean, it's much more than that, but it's certainly one aspect is, helping cheer people on and champion them, champion their soul to become who they came to be. So, yeah, that would be another clue. The way I look at it with the Destiny Discovery book is that there are clues in our lives that are showing us the way to our purpose and our path. And they're all along the path if we're just paying attention. And then we start to look for the common thread, and then we start to see, oh, yeah, this is the golden thread that kind of pulls it all together. I can see this now.
Okay. So you said, and then in college there was a bunch of opportunity for you. So what did you choose in college ultimately?
Well, I was involved in leadership activities, which was, again, more expression and more personal development work. But I ended up with my first degree doing communications and psychology, so interpersonal communications, which, is, again, is communicating. And the psychology, of course, is why and how do we become more motivated, self-actualized human beings. And then I went on to get a master's in student development, which was, again, all about helping people develop more on the college level or that higher education level. But that was sort of my professional path to finding my purpose. And then early on in my 20s, I found coaching, and I was probably one of the original life coaches. Well, not the original, when it was really getting going about 15 years ago was when I first got involved with coaching, and that was a gift, and that's been my path ever since.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of people now that seem to find coaching one way or the other, because in a lot of cases, I guess they've discovered that what they thought they were going to do just isn't working, and, and they find themselves wanting to just help people. And somehow,
mm-hmm.
That ends to be a path. But it's changed so much over the years that now they have more certification and more definition to it and things like that, which is really kind of cool.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Okay, so then where did you go from there? You said it took you...
Well, I got my first real job out of my grad school program, and then early on I took my coach training, and then I always worked part-time at a college as an adjunct professor. And then I did some substitute teaching. So that was sort of my part-time thing while I was building my coaching practice and started writing books early on as well. And so my first book, which was about relationships, came out in 2000. And then I just started sort of on a writing frenzy. Once I opened that floodgate and realized I had a gift, many books came through. The culmination of my work is the book, The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success, which lays out the six stages of discovering your purpose, which is what our talk is about today. And so that was really pulling together everything that I had been working with my clients over the last couple decades into my process.
Okay. So how many books have you written over the time?
Oh, my goodness. There's about 20 books, and we're talking books and e-books, and we're also not talking that I went through the traditional means of publishing. These were, self-published books that, again, was getting really, it was going back when I first started. Now it's very common, but it was just getting going when I first started, and I just kind of rode that wave, and I guess I'm just really individualistic, and I like to do things the way, my own way, and that's why I was able to be so prolific.
Wow, cool. Yeah, and I know that self-publishing stuff, in some cases it's a way for some people to save money. At the same time, what they don't realize is that then you have to do your own promotions and, figuring out, set up your book signings and your events and things like that. So it's not, it might be an easier... on the pocketbook thing initially, but you know, then you have to deal with a lot of other things, you know, as far as your expenses are concerned on the other side. So I know a lot of people that are involved in publishing books, and
mm-hmm,
you know, that's
mm-hmm.
just one thing that you got to pay attention to as well. So that's cool. So why did you choose the, you know, like you said, you know, you think out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, what was the reason to have gone with the self-publishing? You know, were you just not finding the publishers that you wanted to match the types
of
books you wanted?
You get a few rejection slips, and you go, oh, okay, that's interesting. What else is possible? And then that's just my personality. I don't, if someone tells me no, there's always a way. And so, you know, I knew that things were always changing. And, you know, I think being a part of living your purpose in life is being creative. And if you look to other people to validate your work, you know, you'll be a frustrated artist and or a frustrated writer. So, you know, sometimes we have to take our life, the reins of our own life in our own hands and take charge. And that's just sort of who I am. And I guess that's who I am for my clients, too. I'm a catalyst. The destiny catalyst is like, let's get going here. What do you want to create? And let's do it, you know. And I've had lots of clients publish, you know, children's books. One client published his first CD, you know, music. He's a songwriter and a musician. And, you know, it's, I think we have to get out of the ego mindset that, you know, we have to be on the bestseller list or whatever. No, creation is about creation. Creation, you do it because you love it and you've got something that you want to say or create or see. And that's the inspiration. And then if we can get our ego out of it, it can become very fun and enjoyable and actually feed your spirit greatly. But most people have their ego involved in it, and that's where we get a little stuck. So.
Okay, so do you think that's one of the biggest barriers to people living their purpose and their destiny is the ego getting in the way?
There's a couple of things I'll say about that. The number one thing that I do see that stops most people is their fear of change, because often there's a life change or an attitude change that needs to occur in order for the space to be made for the purpose to happen. And most people are not, they're adverse to change, so that, you know, they don't want to change. And then the thing that I say about ego that's a little different than most spiritual teachers or people out there is, you know, we often hear that the ego is something you got to be getting rid of or to watch or, you know, all these sort of negative associations with it. What I've seen is that when we can befriend and love our ego and give it its proper new position, getting on board with the soul's purpose, then it's working together. Then you're working together in tandem, and you can get a lot accomplished. So the ego doesn't get in the way unless it's the saboteur part of you, which resists change or thinks that I can't do it because I'm too old or I'm too young or whatever story that you've got, you know, that you've been running, which is a form of the ego, which is a saboteur, which is really designed to keep us safe. So a lot of my coaching work is designed to help people heal their inner saboteur so that they actually are working with themselves versus against themselves and getting over those resistances to making changes and to tackling challenges when they come your way. So.
Okay. So how do they get around some of those barriers then?
Well, I really see that it's you know, looking at fear and really sort of facing it and seeing that it's just really false evidence appearing real. It's something you've made up in your mind. It's really just a thought pattern, and those thought patterns can be changed. So for me, it's through coaching or energy alignment work where I help clients see that the limiting thoughts that they're thinking. The acronym that I like to use for them is there's a bed that you're making for yourself, your beliefs, emotions, and decisions. And that's the bed that you're creating based on what you believe and your emotions and what decisions you're making. And so if we can really get to the thought patterns and the belief systems and overcome the BS or the belief systems that you're holding, then we can start to feel better and then make more empowered choices that actually move you forward on your path to purpose. Because the honest truth, really, as I see it, is there really is not, there's no good or bad in life, but our thinking makes it so. So, you know, we have to look at our thoughts and our beliefs and say, is this serving me? And if it's no longer serving you and you want to let it go, then that's what moves people forward. And sometimes we're just blind to what we've been thinking because we think it every day. Let's be honest. You know, most of us have the same thoughts and the same thought patterns over and over and over again. So, you know, we're blind to it. So that's where somebody who's an expert in belief work can come in and help you see and change and upgrade your, you know, your personal operating system, the way that you're believing about things.
I like that, that belief system as opposed to, you know.
Yeah. Very good. We'll have to focus on that because you're right, it is. It's what do we believe and how do we move forward with it? If we believe we're going to crash and burn, guess what? We will.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, today, mm-hmm. if I believe that there was no way to get on the air, short of yelling at Blog Talk, and even that was not going to work, obviously,
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there wouldn't be a show. If,
and, you know, you're probably smart enough, Debbie, you're probably smart enough to stop in that moment and take a moment and breathe and just, because that's when, those are like life's little challenges. And that's the emotional mastery. When you take a moment and say, you know what? Okay, this is going to work out. Like, it's almost like the universe flips a switch for you. It's really strange.
You're right.
Probably had that experience, but I bet you did it today on some level.
Exactly. I started feeling the blood pressure go up and the voice getting angst. And he's like, I can't understand you if you're talking too fast. And I'm like, okay, you're right.
Right.
Sorry. Boom. And,
yes. And I'm going to say so.
That's okay. Yeah, you know, and it takes someone else sometimes to tell us and remind us of that. So that's why, you know, that's why there are coaches. That's why there are people out there that we turn to, you know, whether it be a spiritual director, a coach, a friend, a mentor of some kind. You know, and it's great to have those people out there because they are the ones who, when we're in the moment, you know, there's some place to go. I mean, even like when we write the books, yes, we can write the books, but we can't edit our book. It just doesn't work.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Great that you have that philosophy and that way about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've written your other books and, you know, it sounds like, you know, at this point, what were the other? I'll ask twofold here. You know, what were some of the
mm-hmm.
other ones about for you,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
what brought you to the Destiny Discovery?
Okay, so the first two or three main books. One was on relationships. One was on career development, or you know, kind of like the more traditional. How do you find a career? Because a career is certainly great. I mean, we don't have to always do our purpose or path. I mean, I think it's great because when you surrender to it, you're being a more full expression. But some people just, you know, they want a career. And so that was the second book. And then I wrote a book about stress. So my most recent Kindle, though, is on Law of Attraction. It's called Law of Attraction for a Magical Reality. So I do a lot of Law of Attraction work. Again, that's really just getting aligned with the positive belief systems and being open to receive, which to me, when you're talking about your purpose and your destiny, Law of Attraction goes sort of hand in hand. It's sort of like one of those tools in the toolbox that you want to use to create your life on purpose. So that's how I see that. And then the Destiny Discovery, you know, really was a culmination of my work. And I wanted to make it simple for people to follow a process and help them navigate the stages that they were going to go through once they awaken to the truth for themselves that there was another purpose in life for them that was calling to them. And that's the first stage is the awakening stage. And, you know, that's sort of a very important stage because if you never awaken to from your trance, I say, you know, awaken from your trance and start enjoying the dance. That's really kind of like what happens. And usually the awakening is a painful one, or it feels painful at the time because it is feels like loss. It feels like change. It feels like life is different. But that's good because now you can move forward with that. And so awakening is really important. And so I'll stop with that. But, you know, there's six stages, and they all begin with A. So if folks are listening, they can just sort of take notes as they go along. And, and I'll give a resource later for where they can actually get a sample chapter of the book and stuff and get a little bit more information. But really, that was what I wanted for people, was like, here's what's going to happen in the awakening stage, so you know, and you know how to navigate and not, you know, go down a detour or a dead end, but actually move through it very quickly, so you can move through the stages really quickly and really be living your destiny like you're supposed to be, like you were born to be.
Okay. All right, so let's back up on another one. If people are not living their destiny, what have you found their life to be like versus when they are?
That's a great question there. And what I would say, Cindy, is that typically we're suffering from what I call the yearning undefined. Like there's this ache in your heart or in your mind or in your body somewhere where you know there's something more, but you're not quite sure what it is. You can't put your finger on it, but you just know. And then also you're probably feeling stagnant or sort of low energy in a relationship or a job or career you've been doing for a while. Maybe you've been doing it for 10, 20 years and you just don't have the passion or fire for it anymore, but you keep showing up because, like, you're too afraid. You don't even know what you'd be moving towards, so you might as well stay there. So there's that sense of sort of stagnation. And some people even experience what I call job dread. You know, you wake up on Monday morning, you're like, oh my gosh, I have to go in, you know, and it just doesn't feel, it feels horrible. And that's a huge sign, because typically, you know, even though purpose is much greater than just what you do, it's like who you be. It's actually being, it's really about all of us being love. I mean, that's our universal purpose. But typically when people come to purpose coaching, they come because they want to know what they're here to do. And that's the masculine aspect of our purpose. And it's an important part because we spend a lot of our time, you know, in our work and our creative expression. So those are a couple signs that I would say, if you're feeling any of those kind of things. Basically, low energy is a big indicator, and just a sense of, like, there's got to be something more than this.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't work a traditional job. You know, I do a lot of freelance work myself. And I, there's a reason I leave the show on Monday. I really look forward to Mondays in the show because I get to talk to great people like you and those that are living their purpose and giving me that extra little boost that I need. And, you know, when I was talking to Krista Bell, who I mentioned earlier in the show yesterday, and she said, you know, it just is sometimes an inspiration that she needs to go forward. So I'm hoping with some of the stuff that you're saying today and with all of our guests, you know, who are living their purpose, that the listeners do have something that they can go back to, that they can listen to in an archives, or that will just inspire them to be and do the things that they want to and that they are meant to do, so that they feel that pride on Monday morning, that they don't have that downer on Monday, you know, and that every day is inspirational to them.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful, and I just, you know, I want to publicly acknowledge you for stepping into your purpose and doing a show like this, because it's so important, and I know it takes a lot to put a show together like this and organize the guests and all the technology, and the good thing about the purpose is, though, once you're doing it, it's like you don't want to not do it. You love doing it, so you're willing to push past the challenges because your heart's in it. And that's when you know you're doing your purpose, is when your heart's in it and you would do it anyway. I mean, really, you would just do it anyway. That's when we know we're getting close to purpose. And at the same time, that's where the human will, the human personality, the human ego, if you will, comes into play, because now it's like, well, hey, I got to show up today. I've got to do this. I've got to go be my purpose. And that is where now we've put the soul in the driver's seat, and the ego is now, you know, in its rightful place, taking direction from the soul versus living the other way, which is the ego driving and the soul kind of in the back seat with no say at all. And that's really the shift that happens for people when they start living from their true purpose in life, is they start living from their heart and their soul, and then they put their, you know, personality to work to go and be that and do what it takes to express themselves in the world.
Right. Right, that makes a lot of sense, and thank you. Okay, before we go into your steps and the other things you want to share, I'd like to mention to people again, come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, since we're having such a lively discussion. I'm not putting a lot over there right now. You're welcome to type in anything that does resonate with you. You can also go to the Blog Talk Radio discussion at the bottom of the screen. the bottom of the page where the Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening on your computer or via Skype, it's on the bottom of that screen. And if you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do that, and you can reach us at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074, and be sure to press 1 so that I know you're over there and want to talk to us rather than just listening on the phone, because I know sometimes people are listening in their car or at work and just are not able to actually call in, and I don't want to disrupt your work day if you, you know, you're able to listen but you can't talk. So please do that. Okay. So would you like to share, what else would you like to share about these 6 steps with us?
Well, I guess we should go over a quick overview of them and give everybody an idea of sort of the journey that they go on. And this is called the Destiny Discovery. This is really the Destiny Discovery process that I've seen. And, you know, the book is divided into 2 halves. The first half is about the soul's journey, the journey of our soul and why we're here and the lessons that we have and all of that good stuff. And then the second half of the book is dedicated to the soul's purpose, like identifying your soul's purpose. And so these are the 6 stages, really, that will lead you to that soul purpose, awareness and living and really embodying it. So the 6 stages, real quick, I'll say them quickly, and then we'll talk about them a little bit individually. So the first step is awakening. Then you move into awareness, then acceptance, then articulation, then action, and finally, 6 is allowing. So they happen to all start with A. I don't know why. It's just how it happened. But so the first stage, and we mentioned it earlier, is the awakening stage. So this is for those of you out there that are going through what feels like a painful or challenging time in your life, and you may be wondering, why is this happening? And what I want to say to everyone in that position is that it's happening for a higher purpose. And that's a great question for you, a self-coaching question. To look at something you're involved in now that's challenging or something that you went through that was challenging. You just stop and take a moment and you go, you know what? If this were serving a higher purpose, what might it be? And when you step back and you can look at the bigger picture of what's going on, usually you can see perspective when it's a past thing really easily. Like, you know, a recent, you know, breakup from 5 years ago, you're like, oh, wow, I'm so glad that actually happened because then that enabled me to do this, this, and this. And I learned all of these things. And all these gifts came from that breakup. And you start to hold life very lightly, and you don't take these awakenings so painfully, right? It's like, you know, it's so funny. I was this weekend, I was camping, and we were staying in this place in Texas, and they had roosters everywhere. And they were just, you know, they were going around cock-a-doodle-dooling, you know, like all day long. I was like, do these guys ever stop? And it was so funny because, to me, it was such a great reminder just, whenever I heard that, I was like, it's time to wake up. Every single moment of every single day, we have an opportunity to either be awake or fall back asleep. So the awakening stage, even though initially it's going to feel like a crash and burn, or it could look like that, because mine certainly was. In the book, I share my own car crash that woke me up, one of the awakenings. Every single moment of every single day, it's like we either are conscious or not conscious. So there's a constant awakening happening, and even with the stages of this whole process, we're weaving in and out of them sort of at once and simultaneously, although they sort of seem like they're happening at separate stages, if you will. So anyway, that's a lot about awakening, but it's the important stage because a lot of people just sleepwalk through life and they never see that the thing that's happening that's trying to help them wake up is serving that higher purpose. So for everybody out there right now, you know, look at something in your life and say, what might this high, if there were a higher purpose, what might that be? And just start to see what's there for you.
You know, there's that looking at that BS belief system again that you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Do we accept what's happening and just go, oh, man, this is garbage, and why am I dealing with this, and I shouldn't have to go through this, and fine, you know. Or do we find a way around it, through it, beyond it? And know that on the other side, there's going to be something better.
Yeah. And a part of awakening is looking at your belief systems, because now you got to go, wait, I'm grown up now. Do I really want to believe this head trash in my head? No, this isn't serving me. I need to awaken and choose something different. And then when we, when we're there, then we start to go into awareness. And it's really kind of interesting, too, because if you think about even just awakening from a dream, like when you're just awakening up in the morning, sometimes you have a little bit of awareness of the remnants of your dream. Well, awareness is sort of that stage where you start to get glimpses of, well, it could be coaching, or it could be, you know, starting a radio show, or it could be this, or it could be that. You start to have little glimpses, and you might even have dreams, or you might start getting, you know, a book that crosses your path at this certain time, and it just makes you aware. These are new possibilities for your life. And that's exciting and also scary at the same time, because with awareness, everything can change. Once you're aware that there's a new path before you, well, now you have to use your free will, which is the next stage, to accept it, right? That's stage three. Like, okay, I am called to be, you know, a spiritual teacher. When, you know, when I look, if people look at my picture, I look very young, I look very youthful. I don't look like your typical spiritual teacher. I don't look like, I always think Gandalf, you know, with a long beard and old man. That's kind of the image that I was falling into and limiting myself. I was like, well, who am I to do this? But see, this is what acceptance is all about. You know, we are often more afraid of our life than we are of anything else. And we, if you've heard that Marianne Williamson quote, it's a great quote. Like, you know, who am I to be gorgeous, brilliant, and talented? It's you were born to do that. You were born to be glorious and to give your gifts. And so what I see with a lot of my clients is they come to me in the acceptance stage. So they may know what they're here to do, but they're not accepting it. You know what I mean, Cindy? Have you ever talked with people like that?
Oh, yeah, and I've been doing it, too, you know. Right. It took me, you know, there's a couple of things I've done in my life. You know, when I was a kid, I learned sign language just because. Mm-hmm. I had fun. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to music. I didn't want to be an interpreter. I didn't want anything to do with it as a career. I wanted to be a journalist, you know, like you, a writer, mm-hmm. and I knew that. There was no doubt. I had some eyesight issues, and I was told, no, I should go to business and computer programming. It's like, no, no, no. And still had nothing to do with the interpreting. 30 years up the road, I get this knock on the head that says, become a, start a deaf ministry. Well, what the heck does that mean? I don't know what that means. So guess what? I'm going to school for interpreting. Hello. You know, again, because of eyesight issues, now when I became legally blind, it's like I had to have a different type of career. I couldn't do what I thought I was doing. Mm. You know, there's that. There's the stuff with music that I've come across over time and gone, I'm not a musician. I just, you know, but I'm writing songs. I'm writing lyrics that I get on Labyrinth.
I'm not. Let me stop you right there. That is an ego trip right there. Oh, if we had a dollar for every time somebody says, but I'm not. The ego will tell you what you're not. The soul says, I am that. And, you know, and if you look at the evidence, like you had evidence. You were writing songs. You were singing them.
Exactly.
That makes you a musician.
Yeah. You know, even now with the show, you know, and the things I'm doing with that, it's like, well, my late fiance was the radio person. I like my back scenes. I was having fun being in the background and typing all this stuff and being multitasking and, you know, what it is. Mm-hmm. And she stepped down and I went, but that's going to change Monday. I can't. It's not going to work.
Right.
So guess what? I got to do it if I want to keep my Mondays. You know,
yeah, and there's stages to acceptance. I mean, there's stages to accepting who we are, you know, all of it, and the work that comes with it, too, you know. And there's a famous quote by Abraham Maslow that, you know, I just dawned on me to share, but it's like, a musician must make music, a poet must write, basically, if ultimately they are to be at peace with themselves. Right? You know, what you can be, you must be, right? So what you can be, you must be, because when we're the musician who's not making the music, when we're the poet who's not writing the poetry, there's angst. It's an incongruency with who we are. And we only find the peace and joy and happiness when we're expressing what the gift was and the gifts that were given to us. And that's the dance with destiny, is that we were encoded with certain things, but it's our free will and our choice, which is the most powerful thing ever on the planet. I would say that, you know, choice is so powerful that even the angels don't have choice. We have choice. So we can either choose it or not and stay in the background. But sometimes life will do things to force us into the spotlight. That's part of the process, too. And that's, again, people come in that stage where, like, I'm afraid to get in front of the microphone. I'm afraid. And that's where somebody can work with them and help them to accept this is who you are. Yes, this is who you are. So that's stage three, and it's a biggie.
You know, there's another piece that you and I both have in common in our descriptions, and it's an intuitive piece. And I know you said in yours you use intuition in your coaching, and I've had to kind of face that I've got this intuitive nature, and I've heard that everybody does, whether they accept it or not, it's a whole different world, So I guess and I think that's part of those nudges. Do we listen to go to that street or go to that school or go meet that person on the block?
Right.
So where did you do? What did you do? I'm sure you didn't accept your stuff right away. So what happened for you?
Phases upon phases. Especially when you're self-employed, like you go through. I can look at business cards and like see my evolution, right? I can see when I first started out, I was a whole life coach, and then it became a soul alignment coach, and then it was this and that. But it was sort of the same thing. It just had a different flavor and a different intensity and a different potency. Because as we grow in our soul's evolution, we become more of an embodiment of it. And so now it evolved from, now my branding is Rock Your Destiny. And I'm all about, being a destiny catalyst or a destiny diva, which, diva not in the way of a movie star, but diva is the original meaning of diva is one, it's like the ancient, it's the inner flame. It's like the flame, the divine flame within someone. And so there's layers to it, and then we do get to that place eventually where we just go, I'm standing on this platform or this rock because this is where I'm supposed to be. And I would like to say that, I got there quicker than I actually did, but I just got there, so it doesn't matter. And that's, it doesn't matter how long it takes us to get there, Cindy, like it took you years. You got there, and you made the choice, and that's to be applauded, and that's what I want for everyone, is to accept who they are and accept their mission here on Earth.
So what was your point of acceptance for you?
There was many, but I really accepted it early on when I just, for me, the way it happened was I would try to fit in to jobs and stuff, but it never worked out. I either quit or got fired. To be honest, the universe kept, pushing me out. I was like, okay, I guess, this is my path, which is unique. And I have to be honest, having such a unique path has been challenging because it's not laid out for you, And so one of my favorite coaching questions for my clients is, why are you trying to fit in when you were born to stand out? So to really be true to yourself and go the opposite direction when everybody's going the other direction takes a lot of courage, right? And it sometimes feels lonely. So, but I did it early on, and I kept accepting it each time the level seemed to want to go to the next level. Let's say that you are writing your first book or you're writing your first song. That's a level that you're going to need to rise to. And then there's going to be another level beyond that when you go to market it or do your first speaking day or whatever. There's always next levels for us to go to. So there's really, like I said, this whole process is happening multidimensionally, multi-times. Like we're going through acceptance. Even though I've already come into my purpose, there's another stage where I'm going through acceptance. You know what I'm saying? For something different, a different aspect of it. So,
right.
There's not. I would like to say it's one thing, but it's a stage we go through. The big stage is when you just really say, "Yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to let go of the path I've outgrown, and I'm going to go for it." That's when you know you've accepted it.
Okay. Cool.
And then that sets us up for articulation, which is really just a fancy word for saying, "You know, speak about it." Like, again, I was at the this weekend, and my friend was sharing with a group of people for the first time that he was going to let go of his comfort zone work and step into his true healing path. And I was so excited and applauded him because he said it in front of a group of people that were going to hold him accountable. And him saying it out loud is power. You see what I'm saying? Until you say it, this is what I'm here to do. Putting words to it gives it a lot of power. And so that's an important stage. And that, and even putting it in words, you know, the way that you say it is important. So that, and that sometimes changes, but like my purpose statement has changed the way I say it over the years, but the essence or the truth of it remains the same. I just might use a little bit different articulation based on who I am and how I'm expressing in that moment, for example.
And I think that's the same, like, you know, when we use affirmations, it's not, quote, what we're not going to do. You know, well, mm-hmm. I'm not going to smoke anymore, for an example. That's one that people do, you know, fairly common. No, I will live a healthy lifestyle, you know, as an affirmative. So that makes sense, too. I'm not going to work in that office anymore. Well,
right.
Okay, what are you
versus
going to do?
I am going to be a healer. I am, and I am are the two most powerful words, anything you put after it. I am a healer. I am a teacher. I am a destiny coach. I am an author. I am that. And all that comes with it. Because what comes with it is not always the fun stuff. I mean, let's face it. You know, writing a book, the creative process is usually the most fun part, but there's a whole other process that has to happen, you know, after the book is finished. And that's all part of it, too. So, and then that's when the stage five comes in, which is now that you've said it, it's like, how do you get an action around it? And what actions are you taking, and are they the right actions coming from inspiration and divine guidance versus things that you just think you're supposed to do? And that, again, is some discernment, because a lot of people are spinning their wheels, taking a lot of action that's not getting them anywhere, and they just get on another merry-go-round versus really getting on a path and moving forward with some acceleration or with some purpose and focus through right action and right thinking. And then when we move through action, we're moving into the final stage, which is allowance, which is really starting to be one with your purpose, be one with the greater intelligence in your life, and allowing things to come to you. And even though allowance is technically the last stage, like psychologically I would say, we're going through allowance at every stage, because even when you're awakening, you be allowing. Just this is what's happening. You know, because what I say is I agree with Byron Katie, who's, you know, has the work out there. She's, you know, she has a quote that's, you know, when you argue with reality, you only lose 100% of the time. And so what I mean by that is when we are allowing, when there's a change or a challenge before us, then we're able to dance and move and sidestep things with more grace and ease versus going into resistance, which is what most of us do if we're not careful and conscious.
Right. And again,
that's pretty much the destiny discovery stage, as, you know, process. And, you know, and once you know what to expect, it goes much easier.
And I think, too, each of those steps, when you said, especially with the action and using discernment, I'm figuring, again, like you said, with all these, in all these steps, it's how does it, what feels right? What gives you that spark, you know, as opposed to what makes draws you back on a Monday morning, you know, it's each of these steps, you know, you'll know when it hits you right, and it's what you're supposed to be doing and where you're supposed to go, as opposed to something that's going to drag you down.
Yeah, and that's so true, and that's all about following your heart and you know, just being honoring of yourself. Like, you know, so much of personal development is all about knowing yourself. And I always say, you know what, if I was in Greece, I would put my two cents there. That would say know and honor thyself. Because to know yourself but to not do what you know is true is sort of a trip. But when you honor what you know, then you're following your heart. You're saying, you know what, this really doesn't feel right to me. I can let it go and move into allowance, knowing that something better is going to come in now that I have a space for it. But so many of us were in that old paradigm of push and make things happen that it takes a lot of mental untangling to get out of that headspace. There's a lot of programming we have to work through to get to be more allowing and accepting of our past and who we are.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, well, folks, I'm going to give you one more chance here to call in if you'd like. Our phone number again, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Or if you are listening on Skype, feel free to hit the 1 and I'll bring you in as well. There's a couple people in the chat rooms, which is wonderful. I don't see them posting any particular questions, though. In either one of them. And again, please make sure during the week that you do come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations as you listen to the archives of this show and put some things that resonate with you as well. Maybe how the listener has been able to go through some of these steps to find your destiny or what you are going to do, especially at that articulation stage. Feel free to put in the page in the group what you're going to do as your next action step, because we'd be very happy to maybe hold you a little accountable to it and watch you progress through that and finding your destiny, and glad and rejoice with you at the same time. So. Yeah. Okay. I don't have any more specific questions for you. I don't know if there was anything else that you wanted to specifically share with us and make sure that we knew today.
The main thing I want everyone to know is that we are in a shift of consciousness, and it is happening, and you are a part of it if you're listening to the show and you have a part to play. And if you don't know your purpose, then my number one recommendation is to pick up a resource like my book, The Destiny Discovery, or work with someone to help shed light on what you're not yet seeing and give yourself permission to see it, because your light is so amazing and so great and so needed. You doing your part makes such a difference. And so I just really encourage everyone to take that first step, which often seems like the hardest, but I promise it takes you the farthest when it's stepping in the right direction that leads to your purpose and your destiny. It's the most important step you could probably ever make in your entire life. And, I just really passionate about people getting the realization of what this can do for them and bringing them the happiness and fulfillment that they've been looking for in other things. So this is the one thing that'll bring you home.
Cool. I know there is your book. I know there's some other things, and we've mentioned these before, the what color is your parachute, what are your spiritual giftings. There's a couple other, resources out there, too, that if people really don't know what they're going to do, start with those and then come over to Michelle's book so that you can take the actions and do the things that you want to do, or find some other resources. Ask your friends, what have they used? It's all out there.
Yeah, just get a book. And it's probably, right at your fingertips. You've probably been looking for this for a while. So around your own house and pick a book off the shelf and open it.
I was just going to say the same thing. It's probably been talking to you for a while. You just haven't wanted to open it because you might be afraid of what the results are going to be if you follow through.
Right.
I know my bookshelf is full of these things that I keep picking up and going, oh, yeah, I'll do that. I'll read that. Yeah. So, yes, Mona Garcia, music is your purpose, as she puts in the chat room. So keep going with it, lady. A friend of mine, another musician friend of mine that has got some beautiful healing stuff out there, and her destiny is to be a healer, and she knows it, and yet is kind of afraid of stepping out on that because there's not a steady income in it, and that's the thing about creatives. A lot of us have that thing, whether they're spiritual intuitives, whether they're musicians, whether they're artists. Those of us that really have that kind of a calling, there's not a stable income, and we have to really go out on faith and trust.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, any kind of entrepreneurship. So, okay, what's next?
I would invite everybody over for a free gift. I have a group coming up called Juicy Aliveness, which is all about accessing creativity to step into your purpose. Because sometimes there's two things. there's the high level purpose of, like, you know, the big vision thing, and then there's just this everyday of, like, how do I feel more alive every day? And what I found is through creativity that we do that. So I work with people on both levels of purpose. And sometimes we don't want to go and be a rock star necessarily, although that's great and fine. Many times we just want to have more creativity in our day-to-day life. And so that's the program I have coming up. But the free resource would be the program is Juicy Aliveness. And it's like 90 days to, I forget the subtitle, but it's all about creativity. So that's on my website on rockyourdestiny.biz, which is biz. And then a free excerpt for the book or about the book is at liveyourdivinedestiny.com. And if they go there and they happen to resonate with what I'm sharing and they want to pick up a copy of the book, there's also a free gift that they can get, some MP3s where I did some interviews with some destiny experts. And so that comes along with that particular link. So
okay.
I hope that will help them.
Okay. And other than we have the rockyourdestiny.biz website, we have you on Facebook that people can link. Of course, everybody, you know, going through the purposetalkradio.com website or the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook, you can get a hold of Michelle that way also. But are there any other links or ways that people can reach you?
Just, I would say liveyourdivinedestiny.com would be the best place to meet me. And then out there on social media, I'm Bright Michelle, so that's an easy way to say hello. And let me know that you heard me on Purpose Talk Radio and say hello. I love getting to know people. And if there's any question you have, certainly reach out to me as well. I'm always a resource, and I'm always happy to help.
Okay.
You are just a pleasure to talk to. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Anything else we need to share or cover? Are we good?
I feel good. I feel complete.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. I don't see these. We've got a couple of comments in there, but they don't have anything specific on questions, so that must mean you really covered things well. Again, if people do have questions, you know, please do go check under the thread at the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and I'm sure Michelle will be over there, you know, periodically during the week to check that out. It is pinned to the top of the group until the next show is up, so please feel free to do that as well. Okay, I will put you back on hold. Feel free to listen to the end of the show as we wrap things up and cover things, and that will do that. Thank you again for being my guest, Michelle Castle.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. As we said, that was Michelle Castle with 6 Steps to Destiny Discovery. So, you know, she does have her book out on Amazon and ebook and all that kind of stuff. She's got several books that she said she wrote, about 20 of them. You know, 6 steps she mentioned today: awakening, awareness, acceptance, articulation, action, and allowing. You know, those are the things, you know. A starts the alphabet. She said she didn't know that wasn't really paying attention when she created them, that alliteration was there. But, you know, if we look at our lives, what we need to do is start at the very, very beginning. That letter A is a good place to start. What do we want with our lives? What do we want with our purpose? And what's going to fulfill us? I think I say this almost every week. You know, what's going to make us happy? And whether it's going to be bringing in an income or not doesn't always matter. You know, sometimes we have to combine it with something that's more financially fulfilling. And if we're lucky, we don't. That if we're lucky, everything will fall into place, and it may not be immediately, but some way, somehow, over time, we'll find a way to not have to work a day in our lives, as the saying goes, and we will find a way to be having it financially blessing us and being in our, I guess is the best way to put it. So, this is Purpose Talk Radio. We do air every week, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. over in the U.K., at least for the moment and through July, where we have all of our guests booked at the present time. If you'd like to find out more about our upcoming guests, here's some of our archived shows. Recommend a guest or leave me a message. You can do so over on the website at PurposeTalkRadio.com. The email is Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. And you can get a hold of me about the radio show, the other things that I do, just to let you know. I do some stuff, some work with Facebook. That's how I connect with so many of these people, and it's absolutely awesome. You know, kind of Facebook coaching, I guess, and helping you find your voice there. If you, one of the things that Michelle had said was about the articulation. Again, if you need to find your voice, if you need to find a space and are a little bit afraid to put your words out there, you know, do something on Facebook. Put something up on your wall saying, hey, I'm going to be doing this. See how many of your friends are out there and are able to support you and wanting to support you to do those things. Other things I do, writing, editing, graphic design. As I said, I'm becoming a sign language interpreter somewhere up the road here. And looking at all these things and ways of communicating with people. If you want to be one of those that is communicating your purpose with life right now and are wanting to be a guest on the show, like I said, please do give me a message. And we can talk about it and figure out how to have you be a guest and have you share what you have for us. Let's see. Next week, as I said, we are rescheduling Michael Dale, who is over in Spain. And that's going to be my furthest away guest that I have ever had. So it's going to be really cool to do that. And we really hope, no, we affirm that everything will be functional and in place and there will be perfect technology for the day. I am looking here. Michelle created an affirmation for today, and I'm just looking for that to be able to find it and share that with you. I did forget to ask her about that, so I apologize on that. But her affirmation that she wanted to share with us for today is, I am ready and willing to discover and live my destiny now. Again, it's I am ready and willing to discover and live my destiny now. And I hope you take that to heart this week and help, and that will help you get through what you need to as you go through the week. And again, I'm putting that over in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page so that you can take a look at that and it reminds you. And I think that is pretty much all we have for this week. Oh, I'm sorry. I did forget to tell you that our theme song is by the group True Trinity. That would be the singer being Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. And the song is called I Am Who I Am. And you can reach them, TrueTrinity.com. With having said all that, as soon as I get back to my studio, which has seemed to have disappeared off my screen for some unknown reason, I will have you all bid you adieu for the week. And wow, yes, it really has disappeared. So I'm not even 100% sure where we are. There we go. For this week, I wish you all soul blessings. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.